during difficult times, we come to realise how much we owe to people who are prepared to give so much of their time to help others. This not only applies to our armed forces in wartime, but also to the many thousands of volunteers who help out in all areas of our lives. Three very special members of East Bergholtz WI are highlighted this month by the president of their group, Tina Hurley. She is full of praise for these community first responders. Here's Jane.
East Bergholt WI celebrated its centenary in 2018 and, after 100 years, continues to be a core group for women in our village. We've celebrated having some amazing women in our group, and currently we're privileged to have three members, Sheila Cranch, Carol Moss and Valerie Ayton, who've all made an exceptional contribution to the care of people in our community. After sadly losing her husband Lou to a heart attack in December 2000, Sheila devoted many hours of her time in working towards the creation of one of the first community first responder teams in Suffolk. She believed that if there was a local network of trained volunteers who could respond more quickly and were able to save just one person's life, it would make all the difference locally. So she channeled her initiative and passion to bring about change and to ensure that more people would receive a local and timely response when in crisis. Given permission by the ambulance service to move forward on this proposal, Sheila made progress by engaging with people locally, liaising with the ambulance service about training, raising funds to buy a defibrillator, and paving the way for the first group of volunteer community responders to be formed. The East Bergholt Heart Watch was launched in the following year, in October 2001, a fantastic achievement and something positive to come out of what had started out as a tragic situation for Sheila and her family. Carol, a long-standing and much-appreciated member of the WI, has been a community-first responder since 2001 and is a founder member of the team. She's attended almost 600 call-outs and has been a group coordinator for the past 10 years and currently serves on the committee. Initially encouraged to participate by a friend, Carol has never regretted her decision to become a responder. She feels that it's her way of giving something back to the community and finds it very rewarding to be able to help people when they need it most. Similarly, Valerie had moved to the village, joined the WI, and also wanted to get involved in something purposeful and local, so decided to train. Having passed her NHS assessment, she's responded to more than 300 call-outs since joining the team in 2013. Valerie, like all the volunteers, had to complete an induction training course before taking the assessment, and then, along with the other East Bergholt Community First Responders, attends a monthly training session with an NHS paramedic to keep up to date in all aspects of first aid and life-saving techniques. Valerie also serves on the committee. 20 years on, Sheila still has an active interest in the service, is the president and continues to support where she can. Carol and Valerie remain on the rota, responding to call-outs from the East Anglia Ambulance Service at any time, day or night, sometimes requiring them to assist people in the neighbouring villages who've been in need of their support. The service is age-inclusive and available to patients of 2 years of age and upwards. The WI has a philosophy of inspiring women, and we here in East Bergholt certainly have our fair share of pretty amazing ladies. We give sincere thanks to Sheila, Carol and Valerie for their contribution, not just from the WI, but from everyone who's benefited from their dedication and their skills.
Thank you, Jane. A worthy accolade indeed. And they're not the only ones to be praised.